So this is meant to be represented here. We're starting at x1, we're trying to get to point x2. So we first of all find the derivative, we go to the midpoint, which is here using this derivative, so that's a straight line in our estimate. At the midpoint we measure the tangent, that's the estimate delta 2. Then we use a slope equal to delta 2 to get to a new estimate of the midpoint. That new estimate of the midpoint gives a tangent delta 3. Using the tangent delta 3, we get an estimate for the value at t2. Using that estimate, we get this tangent delta 4. Then we use this ingenious average of delta 1, delta 2, delta 3, and delta 4. That gives us our final estimate there. And you could view this, say, this final estimate as just, as we're into, as the difference between here and here is just the integral of the derivative, and these things here just represent estimates of the derivative. We view that final Runge-Kutta as just integrating the derivative with a particular numerical fashion, which is, let's say, designed to cancel all these errors. And this statement here is surely incorrect. Runge-Kutta has 4 times as much calculation per time step, but it should use much less than 16 times fewer time steps, because it's the fourth root of the number of time steps, not a numerical factor. So as far as I can see, that statement is in clear contradiction with the simple example we gave, and obviously wrong. That's nonsense.